Log Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. Won't be left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, on drugs to your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, go and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a COINTELPRO pro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Sitting around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not at, just whips complain. Started didn't fight, just whips to blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders with a fuck respect. Violence see the beat, only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, they just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby come out naked, so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a soda. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a soda. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the phone for the hate. Chase the Panthers out the states. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Torture that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs, they working with him. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, snatch away our heroines, but I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then he shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds that bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start and touch us
about
the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression.
Ain't no stopping now.
the negative vibe. And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our ass. Well, and if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Love, right in the nick of time,
found love, what a
Almighty God that originated the heavens and the earth is bringing you yet another episode of Black Power Radio. I'm your host, the Sheikh Ali Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem, in the beautifully decorated today and the beautifully, potentially fair city of Washington, D.C. Welcome, everybody, to Black Power Radio. We got an action-packed show in store for you tonight. And, I mean, we're out in South Haven, Mississippi, and all in Taylorsville, Mississippi, and Dothan, Alabama, and Jacksonville, Florida. Are we the modern-day Expendables? This is a pertinent cross-examination question for the hour. But first of all, Black Power, and welcome to the airwaves. We got, of course, all of our smartphone folks, as usual. They're right on the front row, as they say, right where the ghosts can get it, right here tonight on Black Power Radio, giving you more of what you listen to radio for. And again, man, we have the most informative radio talk show on the internet, on your smartphone, dumb phone. And they are seated right on the third row, in case you have mistaken them tonight, on the second row. But right behind them are the Android people seated on the fourth row tonight. And lined up right behind the Android, of course, on the fifth row as usual, we have the paranoid phone folks. And don't you dare get paranoid. Don't you get scared until I get scared. And stick and stay, don't you dare go away. We're right here on Black Power Radio, giving you more of what you listen to radio for, the most informative radio talk show on the internet, smartphone, dumb phone, Android, paranoid, and of course those have come in tonight using your desktop. Welcome all the desktop people on the sixth row. Yeah, that's right, you have to move back one. And all the laptop people will be on the seventh row tonight. We have a different seating arrangement for them, but the laptop people know exactly what I'm saying. And then of course those who have decided to come in with your drop top and you're still tuned into Black Power Radio, want to give a great welcome. A round of applause for all of those in their drop-top Jaguars, in the drop-top Mercedes-Benz that's parked out there. Drop-top Corvette Stingray parked right on the, they're back in the nosebleeders, but on the 10th row I see a Corvette Stingray. I spot that car anywhere. Love that old Corvette Stingray and the modern updated version as well. But you know, as you know, those people in the Maserati drop top, we love you so much. And there's a Bentley drop top tonight. Okay, thank you so much for dropping in here at Black Power Radio. The Bentley drop top is right there with us tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Everybody's here, including the Ferrari drop top folks are there. There are two Ferrari drop tops in the audience tonight, and we're thanking them for their support, thanking you for staying with us right here at Black Power Radio. So welcome, everybody, and we're going to get right into the show tonight. There is So many killings have been done. Are we the modern-day Expendables? A young man by the name of DeMarcus Williams was executed, at least it was execution style, by the DeSoto County Sheriff's Department right there in good old South Haven, Mississippi, and a suburb of Memphis, Tennessee. Now, this is the thing. The nearest major city is Memphis, distant there from Jackson, Mississippi, where Mega Everest was slain right there in his drive lane, and even more distance from Stone Mountain, Georgia, in DeKalb County, where a similar incident, Sheriff Brown was executed in his drive lane. And these are black, are we expendables? And then it goes on into Taylorsville, Mississippi. They have a young man just looking for a ride home from work. Got in perhaps a dispute or some indiscretion of the boss there. And he winds up a body part, a limb here and a limb there in the goddamn pig pen in Taylorsville, Mississippi. And, of course, as you know it, the boss is in on the cover-up. The sheriff is in on the cover-up. The lay deputies and the police officers of Taylorsville, Mississippi are in on a cover-up on the death of Rashawn Carter. And I'm just wondering, what in the world is going on with all these body bags accumulated in Spartanburg, South Carolina? That's where they make the black man walking, the BMW vehicle is made in Spartanburg, South Carolina. But also they have made a world record in the most body bags in a year of black woman's in the sheriff's department across the country and perhaps around the world. 20 body bags in a year seems to be holding the record now for any sheriff's department. But Sheriff Chuck Wrongright has decided to uphold his department, one of the highest paid officials in the state of South Carolina, holding down the BMW plant and producing black body bags, back to back, black to black, black to black. And we wonder what is going on in America. All of these goddamn body bags flowing again out of Dothan, Alabama, producing its own number of body bags in that county down on the borderline, right on the border around Georgia, around Florida, and all over that way. My. What many multiple body bags. Oh, what big number of body bags you have. It's not Little Red Riding Hood, but those are the little rednecks riding in the hood, killing our brothers and sisters, and we're wondering, what are we going to do about it at this hour? Well, the Black Panther Party is out on the prowl, coming in to check them in Mississippi, coming in to check them in parts of Georgia, Alabama, Florida. It's magnitude of body bags. Again, they're bringing it on in, bringing it. I want you to hold just up there, Brother Jermaine, and we're rocking. We're in the middle of the rumble here at Black Power Radio, and we just wonder, why so many body bags, Jermaine, in the audience? What in the world is taking place? All of these body bags, these black body bags, are lacing the nation, and while black people are standing idly by and not committed, Dr. King, they asked him, why did they put the bomb in the church if they knew the baby girls were there? And he said, it is because you, black man, have failed to activate. And we're wondering what in the world has taken place here tonight. Well, we're working right here at Black Power Radio, shaking them from coast to coast. Again, I am your host, Sheikh Ali Mam Akbar. We're going to go directly to our co-host tonight. We're going to pick up Brother Jermaine and then come on in after that, Brother Jermaine. Pick up that co-host. Brother Black Lightning is out there rocking him to Black Power.
Black Power.
On Saturday, you're the west side of the mountain or the east side of the mountain. So why so many body bags, Brother Black Lightning? And what in the world are we planning to do from South Haven to Taylorsville, from Dothan, Alabama to Jacksonville, Florida? A mass murder, a mass killing of at least three body bags coming out of Jacksonville, Florida. And that's just adding to the tally of the body bags already in Jacksonville and all this place, Jacksonville, Florida, Jackson, Mississippi, all these different counties. and the county managers are on the prowl tonight from Los Angeles County to Jacksonville, Florida, on IDS, including Dothan, Alabama, where they have set up our black people. And my. So we're going to have to take it all the way to the top and figure out what is your position tonight, and what say ye, Black Lightning, all these accumulated body bags everywhere of black man's, black woman's, and far too many of our black children. Black power, and a strong black military to black. Our call tonight, black power.
Mm-hmm. Black power, everybody. Black power family.
Black power.
Yes, sir. Well, they're not going to lighten up until we make them lighten up, you know. That's how I see it. Like they just keep on pressing. Keep the pressure on as long as we ain't pressuring. I mean, for these kids and stuff that's missing in Memphis and stuff like that, we don't look at that as a declaration of war, huh? You know, I do. They're disappearing left and right. And then all this, Mississippi injustice, all the way from South Carolina, all the way to now Mississippi, all the way to Shreveport, and black again. So we need all the activists that's in that area to actually team up with us hit us on you can hit me up at Dynamike Lightning, DynamikeLightnin at gmail.com, because we need victim right advocacy groups starting up with our brother Jermaine down in Shreveport. But we need it all up and down the South, you know, because they seem like they
I believe Brother Jermaine is right first on the line with you. Are you there, Brother Jermaine?
Yeah.
Right there, Black Power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Black Power, comrade. Black Power is doing a great job. Yeah, he'll work, you know, get this work done, you know. So we need all hands on deck to reach out to Brother Jermaine and others that's in that area so we can actually team up, because that's the only way we're going to get this done, you know, is to team up. So my mission right now is to team up in Louisiana and Mississippi and Tennessee, and because we are visionaries, you know, revolutionaries, black revolutionaries. Got to get the job done. Go ahead, Brother Jermaine. Always keeping it black and keeping it strong. Black power.
Okay. Okay, good evening, everyone. I know that all the injustice that's going on in Mississippi, of course, and with Rasheem Carter and Michael Jenkins and all the rest of these injustices in Mississippi, but right here in Shreveport, we're dealing with injustices of our own as well. You know, I've always talked about, I made a post, and I'm still bringing this up over a year later. We're still finally trying to figure out why haven't these people who was over a recent apartment complex I lived in, we come to find out they weren't the real owners. They weren't even the real people. So they were collecting that CARES Act money, that federal government money, under that fraud. So, and again, this is one of the worst, I don't say one of the worst, but one of the hardest parishes or, you know, townships we have to really, it was so many people involved. I know the original names already that was given to me that was involved in that, but I'm speaking on the fact that why haven't there been no arrests? It's been almost, you know, a year later and still no arrest, no nothing. Folks just going about their life like, you know, nothing even happened. So.
Yes, sir. So we need everybody to team up down that end. So we're going to hit these city council meetings and shut some of these places down and bring awareness bring awareness to the people. Yeah. That's what we can do the most is organize, strategize, and shut their asses down. And like that, that tobacco shop, like that tobacco shop. I want to elaborate more about Rasheen Carter. He had said that. I don't think you were finished, Brother Jermaine. Go ahead. I don't want to. I'll come back to the Rasheen Carter.
Yeah, we're trying to get that vape shop shut down still. I guess the Arabians, the Arabs that worked in Europe, they're still working. I don't know if they're getting any business. I hope they're not. So that's our next mission. Our next goal is to shut that particular business down. The two young generals murdered at that store, and we know from what we heard through the news, and we have our own suspicions, of course, but at the same time, nobody needs to be doing business with those people, those Arabs in that store at all, you know? So,
and they were vigilantes. They weren't law enforcement. They weren't even store employees. They were just vigilantes.
The two men, those two men that were standing by the door of the store when they was running out, the boys was running out, they weren't law enforcement, so they took matters into their own hands and killed them two young gentlemen for no reason at all. And like I said, y'all, you know, so they still ain't caught them yet. They're still looking for them. So, yeah.
I'm saying they execute us every chance they get, sir.
They got a telegram or something within the metaverse universe, social media. Is it telegram? One of us.
Telegram.
Are we telegraphing the wrong message to the general society? Taking our life up. I have wrote a philosophy called EIDS, Early Instant Death Syndrome. And all of these body bags that we've talked about tonight are young black men of, say, 90% and rising. And when they can't find any black men to kill, they'll kill our black women. And when they can't find any black women, they'll kill our young black men. And they can't find any young black men, they'll kill some young black women, our children. Are we sending the wrong message back at each pivotal point in the exposing of black death across America? Are we sending the wrong telegraphing the wrong signal to the general public that you have done this to us? With no insult to injury, if you do it again, there will be no due process for our beloved brother, Trayvon Martin, et cetera, all of the Michael Browns that are in the graveyards, the Tamir Rice and the Eric Garner, that's probably one of your blood relatives. But nevertheless, are we telegraphing the wrong signal? I ask you, you all there, Black Lightning? Are we sending any message to the general public concerning our life?
Yes, sir. I think so. Sending the wrong message. No action. Inaction is a crime. To do nothing is a crime, especially when it's our children, our elders, our wives, our mothers, to watch some no good, rotten cop. Throw our mother or grandmother to the ground, and we stand there. That's sending the wrong to not in no action is the crime. That's the crime. So we have to do more than just speak up. We gotta step up. You know, step up, step
now,
forward.
My beloved brother, that is exactly what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said 50 and 60-odd years ago, that the reason they continue to do this is because you failed to activate. Now, because you are physically alive, it does not mean that you are mentally and spiritually, socially, or politically alive, meaning you just have a a warm body or a warm vessel. If they transform you into a cold body and a cold vessel, far too many of us are doing the drive-by syndrome and not activating against the opposition. Your traditional oppressor has come to bring you to an uneventful habitation when you are slain, no wise differently when we were lynched in the 60s and 70s. There was no visible response. Well, come back and get another one. It's a, like I said, you're co-signing on to this despicable behavior of executing, killing our men and women and killing our children with no due process, meaning black people have not set a recourse or a due process in place. If you kill one of us, this is going to be the results. We have not set an example on them killing us, and therefore they will inhale, for 2 or 3 days, 2 or 3 weeks, bam, there's another body. Inhale, 2 or 3 days, 2 or 3, bam, there's another one in the body bag of senseless killing of a black man or a black woman. They don't even consider an alternative or an option to killing us. They say, you can't believe everything they say, but you can believe this when they say, they did this, reaping and raping and then harvesting our organs, our body parts, organs, and our melanation has a market value today. We may not realize it, but this is true. As I've investigated, my Black Panther team staff has investigated, and Black Lightning will tell you, there's known spots between Dothan, Alabama, between this long stretch of land that connects Kingstown, the Kingstown, Georgia, Wayside, Georgia, to Florida, the borderlands of Jacksonville, and Hooterville, Georgia, Hooterville, No-Look, Florida, Tampa Bay in that region over there in Florida, northern Tallahassee, Florida, near the capital, they're doing these things, brother and sister. We have investigated to find that your life is not worth a plug nickel. Maybe you have to look that up and figure out what's going on here for real. But we have consistently found them to take our life with no due process and no consequence to be paid. We're going to go up here to 405 and see what that area code is doing. 405 at 721. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Black with you. Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Black Power. Black Power.
Thank you. You know, you are really coming with this is what I'm going to consider to be a strong message. Because... You know, they say any which way we can or they can or whatever, brothers and sisters, they want us gone. They don't feel as though they have any more use for us. And I'm happy to know that you guys are still around. I told you that when I first came on your show, and I'm telling you still. I'm sure happy that you guys are still around and that you held on. Because, you know, they're trying to, they think they want a war. They think they want to have a civil war. And they are still targeting us as the justification for this war. I don't know what's wrong with these people. You know, you would think that by now, those states like Mississippi and all those places would try to have an atonement, if you believe in him, a come to Jesus meeting, to try to right some of their wrongs. It's obvious they don't see what they're doing wrong. And, yeah, it goes right back to that. Remember back when they were killing those young men in Atlanta back in the late 70s, early 80s? When they blamed
one
young man.
The Williams man, that was
the
Williams guy they put on.
Yeah, Williams.
That's who they blamed. Put all that on that child.
Gave them.
And you know what else? and they still, like going back in the marsh and all those old places, they still taking us out. You know, it's like, remember when we were kids and you put something on your shoulder and you say, you knock this off my shoulder, you know, it's, and you step across this line, you know, it's on, you know, that's, you know, you go, and then the fight's on. Because if you bold enough to knock it off the shoulder or step across the line, then that means it's like you passed the first lick. So they're trying to bait us, brothers and sisters. They're trying, but we have to be clever before we, because until we can build up some type, what type of artillery do we have? What do we fight other than with, you know, because I'm just thinking, poor Martin Luther King, he would have turned violent by now, because these people don't have any. They don't have any love for us, honey. And if we haven't realized it by now, then we sure have a lot to learn. Black power.
Black power, black power.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, hello.
You're in Oklahoma City, right?
Yes, sir.
That's
right. I reside. I'm East Coast
girl. The accountability, state of Oklahoma. Now, my investigation.
I'm Nat Turner, born and bred, in my blood.
Go ahead. You and I share the Nat Turner spirit, and we have Nat Turner University now. But maybe you could come into a few classes, and maybe drop some jewels, and teach a little, learn a little, and we got Nat Turner University started.
We can make an agreement on that. Yes, sir.
It was still in war. And the bottom line here is that Oklahoma investigation. Now, this is the part that becomes very interesting, how we went into Tulsa, Oklahoma, like a few years before the 100th anniversary of the massacre in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we went into Tulsa. They told us that they had 300 people massacred in the city of Tulsa. And we just went on our normal investigation, just casually doing it. And before we knew and got hold of ourselves, we were well over 300 people that known to be dead or missing. And that number escalated, Sister. Give me your first name again. I know your name, but I just blacked out at the second. Your sister Joyce, and she's a regular right here at Black Power Radio. Hi, regular. Right on your post as usual. But, Sister Joyce, let me chime this in first. In order to get a vehicle airborne, you have to have the Federal Aviation wave you in or wave you out. Even back in those days, you just couldn't pick something up in the air without some kind of a clearance. And especially over major city, over somebody's house. Are you kidding me? Even in those days.
You got to clear the runway. Yes, you do.
And the bowels of antiquity in our very meager beginnings of aviation, you still had to clear something somewhere. Then airborne vehicles dropping fire bombs of heated, molten liquid down on black people. They bombed 10,000 houses or more. I will round that number up. It could have been well over 20,000. No holds barred. I get to do this, right? Might have been 20,000 houses in Tulsa, Oklahoma, of known to be black residents. The federal government had to wave that a flying vehicle up or down or sideways, wave them in, wave them out, and clear that damn runway, like you say, to get this thing airborne, right? And they were just dropping, freely dropping bombs. It was like they were in a warfare, in a war worse than Japan, Germany, or any of those known local and world wars, the war on the Japanese, war on Germany, and world wars wasn't the same field. Please mute your phone if you're not speaking. Please mute out.
Can everybody mute your line, please?
Mute it up. That's right. mute
everybody
up.
Mute your
so
line.
Bottom line, somebody had to green light that from the federal government in order to carry out the executions, and that's with multiple S, plural times plural times plural, of the killings. Mm-hmm. And people just don't know the devastation from the air and from the ground that was just waged upon black people in 1921. They don't have...
Well,
the,
at the same time, the, brother, you have to realize that was about between 38 to 40 blocks. You know, this wasn't just a little area. So it would be, yes, you it's safe to say there were 20,000 homes. There were 20,000 businesses. There were 20,000 schools and libraries and hospitals. They weren't playing over there in Tulsa in that age. They sleeping now, but they weren't asleep in 1920-21. When they went down to rescue a young man that this started behind, who's supposed to have gotten in this elevator and raped some Caucasian. No. They went over there to tell us, this not happening today. And you know what else? We're not doing that today. We still hanging, you're talking about, I can't be no slave. You worse than a slave. Because you hang your head and you don't see what you see when you see it. We got to bring our heads out the sand, brothers and sisters. I don't know what we're going to have to do. Because I don't know anything other than breathing. But I'd rather my breath be free than to sit down here with a bowed head and doing, as my mother would have said, doing a nothing.
See, people don't understand, Sister Joyce. See, President Harding was a Republican from Ohio. They don't understand the social political system at the time in 1921, orchestrated by Harding, coming out of the region by Abraham Lincoln. But he was this Republican guy that was a green flag waving from the white supremacy house. Job well done. They had Negroes celebrating with these crackers over the massacre in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I've done the groundwork and found this evidence, right? I am totally petrified at what took place in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I am still petrified at what happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I will go to my grave and not get over what has taken place in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Even more petrifying is the response of black people when you tell them about this. They just don't have a normal response. To me, that is not normal. To say, well, that was back in the day, and that was just something that happened. The same people were saying, oh, well, we didn't need all that fancy tailoring and all of those crafts, and we didn't need all that. We were doing just fine. But this year, I'm driving a fine enough car. I'm wearing fine enough clothes. I live in a fine enough house. Those people are just unfortunate that they got in the way of white folks doing the massacre. But there's some strange, like extremely peculiar things that have been done to us, Sister Joyce, and the audience, and Black Lightning, and Jermaine, all of those online. I am simply just speechless when it comes to Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah, we can feel the blood from the ground crying out to us as we rode in, for real. Black power. Yes, ma'am. And Sister Joyce is in Tulsa, and I got my brother Judah, who's a freedom fighter for ages. Me and him go black. Brother Judah, what do you think about if you're there? So what do you think black Americans should do as far as, like you say, they bowing their heads down, saying, oh, well, ain't nothing we can do? Really? There's a lot we can do, I think, anyway. What do you think, brother?
Well, it's not a one-size-fits-all question or answer. It's going to take a lot. I mean, first, our people have to be re-educated to know who they are, you know, because it seems to me that a lot of killing of each other is about self-hatred. And self-hatred can come from not knowing your own history and where we're coming from as a people. So I would say that that's just one of the things that we can try to do is try to reset and re-educate, you know, the generations, you know, underneath us, because it seems as if they don't really know who they are. And that's our responsibility to remind them. You know, that's just one thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And not to turn a blind eye to injustice when it's happening. You know, step up.
Okay. No, because we still live under a system of white supremacy, so we got to be on code and try to always have each other's back. And definitely, you know, if you're going to replace a system, you have to, if you're going to get rid of a system, then you have to replace it with something. So we're trying to dismantle white supremacy and replace it with a system of justice and fairness.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Black power. Yes, sir. Black power, black power.
Black power, black power.
Well,
and this,
I'm sorry.
A system of white supremacy, according to Dr. Francis Cress Welsing, Dr. Neely Fuller and Dr. Francis Cress Welsing came up with the most precise science, and Dr. Naeem Akbar, the most precise psychologically transforming book that I've ever read on any of these subjects. But we have the renowned scientists that evaluate these things as being a form of insanity to have a fetish of some type for killing black people. And they have not lessened the zeal for killing us at this hour. We are looking, we're examining the facts surrounding the DeMarcus Williams case in South Haven, Mississippi. And we found they had dozens of options, but they only went to further to set up, to put this thing as devastation, as most devastating to the family inside, knowing there are four young girls in the house, knowing that there's a wife in the house, and there's a man, and they're saying that he never got on. They're trying to now get in the cover up. And they always quick to put the cover up in play and say that was a gun. That was a gun. He had a gun. That same thing in Django. He said, yeah, Django had a gun. Brother and sister, you're going to have to make Django use of your gun today. If you want the devastation to stop, then you have to stop it. You have to be willing to confront the opposition for killing us. We shouldn't be talking about how many ways the COVID-19. We should stop the COVID 1 through 8 that got the killing on us and continues to go. COVID, we haven't gotten over COVID 18. How the hell are you going to graduate COVID 19 and you haven't gotten over COVID 18? Oh, my mother. So we're not mathematically synced up. We're not in sequential order with the rest of the world. Nigeria in Africa is booting the Frenchman out of there. The Gabon are booting the bloody Brits and French and Italians, feel they have some authorization, some divine authority, some God-given right to build townships, to rape our land of mineral resources, to set us up, Marin Barrett says, to take what we have, Marin Barrett says, and come back and kill us and take the rest of our shit. Oh, there's some strange things going on across America. We got a few more online that we're going to bring them right to the mic while the subject strike, while the iron is hot. We got us some Queen Mother Beverly is there as well. Oh, yeah, she's right here with us tonight. we thank God for her. Our national spiritual advisor can give us some insightfulness on why do these people continue to kill her. She has lost her son to the same form of deprivation, the same form of execution was done to her son. Welcome to the airways, Queen Mother Beverly. She's right there in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Can we get an update on Mississippi? Because I was going to speak about that Rashawn Carter. He had made a phone call, and I believe, to his mother, and said that his boss and co-workers was chasing him.
What's up?
But yeah,
you can give us an update
on that.
Queen Mother has not even rocked the mic at all.
Oh,
so
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Board, and then you can come right back.
Yeah.
That would be sequential.
All right.
That's the problem that we're now learning sequential order. We've just introduced a guest, and we have Queen Mother Beverly. Are you
sorry
trying?
About that. I didn't hear right. you. I was clicking other people in on the call.
Look at the job in this. Good, you must pay attention.
Black power, Queen Mother.
Black power.
Black
Queen
power, Queen Mother.
Black power. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey,
Queen Mother Beverly.
All right, Queen Mother.
Ungawa,
Black power.
Ungawa, Black power. Well, I just came
Ungawa,
from...
Black power.
Black power. I just
black
came from...
Power.
I'm sorry I'm late. I'm sorry I'm late. I was over a little cookout in my cousin's house. But I just got in. And the update on my son, yesterday made exactly 11 months. Lavelle's demise. In 30 days, it'll make a year. And I was supposed to have a meeting this week, as I told y'all last week, with Christopher Pratt, with the lawyer. He called me the day before and said he had COVID. Well, I appreciate that. So we didn't have the meeting. He got it from his daughter in school, and she brought it home. She's sick. He said, but he felt fine. But, you know, you stay over there in Greenville. Don't bring me that because, you know, I had COVID pneumonia in 2020, and I'm left with oxygen 2023. Behind that COVID, so I can relate about that. You saying that we haven't got over it. No, we haven't. And so I'm supposed to meet with him Wednesday because he was sick. So I'm glad he thought of me and had the courtesy enough to cancel our, because he was supposed to come to my home. So I'm glad he at least had the courtesy to give me a heads up and don't bring that mess in my house because I'm a living testimony what Corona can do. So we got to wait till next week. And that's about it. And I really don't have nothing else to say. But I just wish us peace and blessings. And most of all, we just love one another. And I just chimed in and I heard you talking about Tulsa, Oklahoma. That was horrific. That was horrific. I wasn't born back there in the 20s, but I'm familiar with that story. And it's so sad. And, you know, in modern day, we're still going through that mess. I mean, they slayed my son in the name of him just being black. And, you know, he probably would have been on that Olympic team y'all see running. I was too black. We got a black young lady and a black young man representing this United States of America. And I'm proud of that. So I'm going to yield black, and I'm just going to listen, y'all. Black power.
Well, black,
next
black
week
power.
I'll have an update.
Black power.
Next week I'll have an update. I hope he feels better. But when he comes to my house, I'm sure have my mask on and my little light sauce sitting right on the table. Ha-ha.
Yeah. That's
right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
All right, y'all. But I'm going to call him before he comes and ask him how he feeling, and has he got a clearance?
Yes,
I don't want that message, and that message is horrible.
Yes,
right, y'all,
Queen Mother,
I was no difference
and what's taking place in South Carolina today and what was taking place back in the days, the heydays of old Wooden Tooth Strong Thurman. All the devastation wreaked upon South Carolina citizens in those days than what had happened in 1921 in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where there were well over 3,000 black people just executed for being black. They were beaten up, just torn and ripped up and ripped out and just killed. It was mass murder on us, and everyone celebrated. And then they had Negroes celebrating with white folks over the killing. Some peculiar things have happened to us in this nation. And then the same type of folks will be here trying to appease Mr. White, go along and get along with the Rodney King shuffle and Rodney King syndrome dominating them. And this appeasement syndrome is killing us. They have a new name now called the Passbook. Yeah, the passport. You give them a passport, right, to call us nigger and to just kill us, and we're supposed to smile all the way to the gravesite. Oh, there's so much has been done to us. But I'm going to yield on out. I know you have a little bit. Let me see. Let me look back at the board and see who's trying to get in where they can fit in on this subject. Is that your number, Brother Black, on this, this 281 or another one? Out of that region, the 681. 681, you're like 681 at 753. Do anybody know that number?
681. Peace,
peace. Who is it?
Peace, peace. Can you hear me? Brother John Kimmy Shabazz.
Oh, my, my, my. Boy, the revolutionary himself of all times. Brother,
black
sister,
power,
brother. We just can't let him come to the mic. We got to give y'all some black drop on our most awesome freedom fighter in the Washington metropolitan area between Washington, D.C., and West Virginia and Chicago. He is the creme de la creme of black revolutionaries, all up under him, some Dr. Kwame Ture, Stokely Carmichael, him some H. Rap Brown, Imam Jamil, Abdullah Alameen, and just those list of revolutionaries from Malcolm X to Dr. King. This man has been in the revolution longer than most people have been alive, and I'm so happy to have him online tonight. Our beloved brother John Kimmett Shabazz, out of the state, out of that Morgantown, West Virginia. Black Power, and welcome to Black Power Radio.
Black Power, brothers. I was brothers and sisters. I was just sitting back listening to the show. I haven't been listening in a while because I've been looking to regroup my own personal self. I just turned 60, and I've been doing this. I've been doing the movement since like the, I don't know. I started my conscious journey like in 1984, and I spent about 10 years reading books. And but now I'm at a state where I'd like to be able to transition from an activist into an archivist to preserve the legacy, to preserve all the omitted historical facts and events that the establishment omits from the record. We have to go. So I'm establishing an archive for the most important trend-setting events that I've been a part of in my own life. And, of course, you know, I was involved with the New Black Panther Party and the Shame on Jamestown back in 2007. We did the Megan Williams hate crimes case in 2007, which was a precedent-setting event. Then I came back in 2011 and joined on board with the National International Day of Action and Unity, where national groups from all over the country, we put on the record that we wanted reparations and we wanted to end gentrification in the various black communities throughout the nation, as well as internationally. So I appreciate Black Power Radio. I appreciate Imam Akbar and the good work that the Central Committee put in during those important years. I'd just like to say this. I made it to be 60, and a lot of my brothers and sisters didn't make it to be 60. And I'd just like to say that take some time to love one another and respect one another, and I consider Dr. Khalid Muhammad as the general of the new Black Panther Party movement, and I consider him to be the national chairman, okay? So if there's not an issue for me that we have this one over here claim he's the national chairman, we got this one over here, he's a chairman, that one, no. Dr. Khalid Muhammad, we're all up under Dr. Khalid Muhammad's instruction. So I'm gonna be quiet and listen to what the brothers and sisters got to say in response to that comment, because I think we have to do unity. That's my assignment. I continue to do the assignment of Black unity. That's to link us all up in support of reparations and getting justice for ourselves. So it's more important that we get justice than the little petty things that we have going on amongst each other. Okay, so I want to leave it there. I got love for the brothers and sisters on the national, because I need you and we need each other. Okay,
well, brother,
so keep doing the good work.
Black Power,
yes,
you're certainly welcome to remain on air and give commentary as the show goes on, because you're that kind of a brother that can stand in and hold his own, and another historian of the community that people are doing the drive-by on John Kimmett Shabazz and his historical investigation, his journalism, and he's just a stand-up guy that wherever he goes, he's going to be very distinguished by his presence, his spirit, his presentation. He has a stage presence as well, and he's also capable of doing lecture. And I just love this brother. He's just been around just a long, long time in this work. And so we just want everybody to recognize him and know the name John Kimmett Shabazz. So, and
I do,
to give the acknowledgement. Yes, sir, go ahead.
I wanted to add on to that that I'm out here in Morgantown, and recently WVU they made some big cuts at WVU, cuts in world language, and I want to put together a package to be able to lobby the university and lobby the state. When I say a package, we got to be able to get justice. And I look around, I say, well, yeah, is somebody else going to do this? Is don't nobody else going to do this? Look like I'm going to have to do it. Don't look like nobody else is going to do it, so I must be here to at least try to start it. And if I start it, that's
ooh,
the challenge.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, brother.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
that is, that's
brother,
mm-hmm. Black Power, brother, and hit me up, Brother John Kimmett, this Black Lightning. Hit me up. I help you on that for sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes,
well,
sir.
You know what, brother? I could go on and talk about it, but you really have to be strong within yourself, right? Because they'll feel you out first.
That's right.
You're not strong enough.
That's right. That's where I'm at. That's right where I'm at, and right in the heart of Trump country. And I say it loud. I be wearing my, they know a Panthers in the midst. You know what I'm saying? And strong about it. So just like you say, they'll have you doubting yourself. You know, shoot, they asked me, and the first time it happened to me, I'm sitting up there with Panther shit on. You know, ain't no use in asking me who I'm with. I'm like, shit, I say it loud and clear and proud. And they give me the respect behind that, you know. So I'm just saying, I'm with you right up here.
Well, I got questions for you on that, Brother Black Lightning. Okay, now, real quickly, you're in a situation, predominantly white folks, you rolling in your Panther gear, okay? Now, a lot of times you catch heat from other black people because you putting the fire up under them as well, because you rolling in your Panther gear, you're making them feel uncomfortable. You're making them feel uncomfortable around white folks.
It might not be that much. It might be just a button or something like that, or just say my leather jacket with my patch on it. You know what I mean? But yeah, we hold the line. I didn't want to let y'all not know that I got Dr. Webb on the line with us too. Robert Webb on the line with us too. You might want to chime in on that as well. Brother, you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is John Kenneth Shabazz, one of the greatest activists that I've seen coming out of West Virginia, and we got work to do. So I hold the line strong, brothers. That's all I got to say about it. I hold it real strong. And sometimes when I'm doing my night patrol, I'm solo dolo, but I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? I'm all the way ready. So I learned not to wear whole uniform unless you together, two or more. But if you're trying to represent, I still got, all my T-shirts and stuff got Panthers on them. You know what I mean?
I heard you, brother. I heard you when you said, "I learned not to wear a whole uniform unless you're in the collective of two or more."
Yeah.
So for real, it's a certain way you got to get down and handle yourself strategically to make sure that you can survive, so the revolutionary ideas can survive through you. Certain way you got to get down. You can't get down in the wrong kind of way. Akbar talked about Neely Fuller's book where he talked about dealing with white supremacy. And that's a book that I still got to read, but I've heard it quoted, and I'm going to get that book because we still got to deal with systemic white supremacy that is advanced, denies its existence, but still operates. Colonialism denies its existence, but still operates, you know.
I'm going to talk to Dr. Webb about that one because that's right up his alley. And I got to get my brother back on the line. So if y'all bear with me, I'll be right back. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, ready for the revolution.
Sir. Black power.
I would like to speak on the issue concerning the acceleration of our people being wrongfully murdered by agents of the dominant economic ruling class, and the possible reason for that going on. I don't know if any of you are remembering back in when Delano Roosevelt was president and they came up with their War Powers Act, where the president can declare a national state of emergency and suspend the Constitution and declare martial law, round up whoever they want to round up and take to those detention camps. Well, I see the arbitrary killing of our people as a means to try to set our people up to rebel en masse to enable it to be declared state of emergency so that they can invoke War Powers Act, suspend the Constitution, and then roam around and snatch up any of our people who are seeking to regain control over our land territory, this place that we call America. And many of the current days and times youth who are, for reasons known only to them, emotional reactionaries. They're prone to be a little bit more rebellious than some of us veterans in terms of things that they would do. So I see it as a way where our people are trying to, they're trying to set our people up to rebel en masse. Because, you know, I think it was last year when a lot of those Homeland Security detention camps got activated throughout the country. And, you know, they're strategically set up in 10 different regions how they got it set up for these concentration camps. And very close to them, they have those nuclear incinerary plants, ironically, right? So that's how I look at the whole idea, to be able to round the people up, take them to these camps, and then pull a stunt like Hitler did those Jews over there in Germany during the 40s.
Wow.
At least the 1930s and 40s, you know, plan to exterminate our people, to keep our people from coming into our full power and regaining control over our land from these colonizers. That's all I see, because without any of the state government officials or the federal government officials taking a firm stand against members of the Fraternal Order Police Council running around here busting caps on our people, and then so many ways slap them on the wrist, and they know that eventually our people going to get tired of, you know, look, every time I turn around, you know, you're busting a cap on me, I'm busting a cap on, you know, our people, particularly, you know, the youth, you know, that's going to arouse individuals to rebel, all right? And that's one of the main things that the colonizers have always had to deal with, is rebellion, revolting against this form of oppression and exploitation that, you know, they've been subjecting our people to. But, you know, I just wanted to put that out there. And that's what I believe is the basis for it, is for them to implement, further implement part of that King Alfred's plan.
Right, right. Well, I guess I can respond to that. And I've read about that, brother. I read it. That was one of the. I read an early book, Black Capitalism. I think it's called Capitalism in Black America, something in that effect, by a book by a brother named Robert Allen. It was a book from the 70s, and he talked about all the various concentration camps that had been set up through all out the country, and all they had to do was a certain act had to be implemented, and they could round all the black people up, you know. I think we've been dealing with that.
That's part of the King Alfred plan.
Right, the King Alfred plan. We've been dealing with that information for the last two, three decades, okay, and we still continue to go on. Yes, it puts a certain amount of fear in you, you know what I'm saying, to some extent. And not saying that you should be afraid, but it makes you a little cautious-oriented. And I think that, you know, you still got to be able to get down with or without that information. It's like Malcolm X talking about that he knew that the moss was infiltrated with plants. Okay, but what you going to do? You going to shut down? No, they keep going even with the plants up in there. You know, they, you know, they trying to get down in a little different way, see if they can expose the plants and all that kind of stuff. But still, they keep moving. And I would say the same thing. You know what I mean? It's about us being able to get justice. And I feel like I stand here on the shoulders of other people that came before us that struggled in my own personal life.
Well, when you say for us to get justice, the move is for our people to regain control and authority over our land that these colonizers had came over and invaded, and kind of like have put us in these reservations in one form or another. So
yes,
we can't expect to get
justice
from the colonizer. That's not his M.O.
Well, I think there's indication that we can make justice for ourselves, meaning that he don't want to give it up, but if we act as a group, as a collective, we can force him to give it up. And, you know, we say, oh, well, he ain't going – and I understand what you're saying, that he ain't going to give it up, but there's been instances where we've made him give it up. He didn't want to give it up, but we made him give it up. The hate crimes back in 2007 was a situation where he didn't want to give it up, but he looked out there and saw the numbers.
I think with that, you got to keep in mind, the colonizers always found some way to pacify our people. All right, let me try to get this to them and calm them down before they get too hyped up and get out here and disrupt commerce activities, you know. So when you look at justice implies equality. Now, we don't have equality of a treatment under these colonizers. Never have and never will. So the only thing that they understand, and they realize that, you know, there's that rebellion of spirit that still exists in our people, the only thing they understand is force. They ain't
right,
ever gone
right.
throughout the war and been peaceful with the inhabitants. You know, they came in with force. They continue to rule with force. And you got to use force against them.
You know, I understand that principle, and I agree with that. I agree with self-defense. But I think the internationalist approach, which is the approach that Malcolm X talked about, the internationalist approach, exposing the United States before the civilized governments of the world as not being in the position to be the leader of the so-called free world. That was
they have been exposed. Everywhere the colonizer's gone, he's engaged in some form of genocide against the indigenous inhabitants of the land.
Right, right. So,
well known
so
for how treacherous he is. So I think we can, point out this is who he is.
Right, and we got allies that, at least in theory, we have allies that would come, that would support us against the common enemy, at least in theory, because the colonizers have made a lot of enemies. But a lot of people are scared of the colonizers, but are not afraid as they used to be, because we see examples of that. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So I think it's
can everybody mute their lines? Excuse me, I'm sorry. Can everybody mute their lines and not speaking, please? Everybody mute their lines and not speaking, please. Thanks. Go ahead, brother.
Now I just think it's a matter of us working to make justice. Where it's necessary to make justice. We have a right to make justice for ourselves. We have a right to overthrow colonialism, colonial domination. We have a right to overthrow that in terms of international law. That has been condemned. Okay? So this is a worthy, righteous cause. This is not a rebellion. If we're rebelling, we're rebelling against tyrants. And that's a righteous cause. That's the way it has to be placed in proper perspective for those who
I think that any time you oppose public policy or practices, it is a rebellion. Just that, we're not using violence. We're trying to engage in some type of negotiation with these people to lighten up. But in the final analysis, they got to get their heads busted. For them to understand what the deal is.
Yeah.
I'm hearing the municipality of Joliet and Will County right here in the Republic of Illinois. And the government here is ran by members of the Republican political party, with the exception of Chicago. And throughout this whole republic, every municipality, town, city where people happen to be inhabitants of, right, they're catching hell from these colonizers.
Brother, I got a question
right here,
for you.
Where I'm at, even though there's these supposed to be administrative law judges that are supposed to be guardians of the law, they look at it as, you don't have any rights that we're bound to respect by law. And get right down to it. When you read that bogus 14th Amendment, the amendment that was imposed upon our people, right? You can't really say that we're citizens of the U.S. federal government.
Right.
So without having equal standing with these people, we can't expect them to be running here treating us right, thinking that they're gonna look out for the best interest. There's gonna be some goody white people among them.
That's a trick bag situation.
Enough is enough.
Yeah, we got to continue to. If you got to look for some friendly, for some good white people, you're in a tough situation. That's the situation that we're into in this country. We got to look for white folks to employ us after having been up under slavery and colonial domination. Then you got to go back to the same people that had you up under that condition for justice, for services and so forth. So it's a tricky situation.
We need black people that ain't scared. That's what we need. We need black folks that know how, not know how, but we'll say black power in where we at? Like on the side of the mountains, pretty much. When it's time, I never shy off. It's times when maybe I should shy off, but I have the national chairman, elected national chairman at that. Shaky Mom Osbar called me up, and I might be surrounded, but nothing but white folks. And he'll hit me up, Black Power, and be all energetic. And I'll be like, right black at you. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, boy, is your timing. Your timing is terrific. I said, but it tests my intestinal fortitude. You dig? So we need more brothers like that. The white folks, they just infiltrate us when they get the chance. They infiltrate us and try to stop us or try to railroad us or try to steal the idea or try to take us the wrong way, which is the wrong thing, you know what I'm saying? Oh, by the way, we got two elected national chairmen coming together. So that's two-thirds of the party black together again with Sister Crystal Muhammad and the Sheikh Imam Akbar. Now, the Sheikh Imam Akbar, he was elected in. So was Crystal back sometime before I came in. But I'm just saying, with the two-thirds back together again, brother, it's going to be great. So we need everybody on this line to team together on this black cause. And we're doing the political studies on Sundays, I believe. And I know, Dr. Webb, you would really be...
Cadre Webb,
you would be beneficial to us all on those. So I'll send you the links when we get them. But I just want to say my salute to everybody on the line, because this the power team right here. This is the power team. So like I say, it's easy to say Black Power. I've noticed this in West Virginia a lot. You say Black Power to a brother, and they won't send it back. And then I noticed, sometimes they were getting in the car with white girls. And I was like, but still, I would still give it back. I would still give it back if I were them. You did? But I'm just saying, I can't think like them. I can't think with the slow bunny.
Black Lightning, Ungawa, Black Power. The only thing I would say, chime in and say from Cali brothers that are talking, is that we got to look at, just because you are skin type, don't mean you are kin type. And what I mean by that is that there's a lot of our brothers and sisters that are in the position to help us move past this colonialism, but won't do it because they're getting paid. And so while they're getting paid, like Black Lightning is saying, they might be getting laid. But at the same time, we got to be on top of this, because teamwork makes the dream work. Now, I'm glad to hear that there's a couple on board. But we've got to unite them with the right folks and see how we need to strategize to get our people to realize that in spite of all past years' adversity, success can still be obtained. And where there's a will, there's a way. So let's not convey a message that doesn't seem worthy of a way that we can still thrive as we try to move forward. And we need to do that. And that's one of the things. Now, yesterday, to a so-called commission civil rights group that was dealing with reparations. I fight for reparations for us brothers that's online listening now. I'm asking for $5,000 every single month to the day we die. And I'm also I'm also advocating very strongly no black vote. I mean, no reparations, no black vote. We've been bamboozled and hoodwinked all our lives, and all we have to show for it today, no thanks to our elected officials, black elected officials, is homelessness.
All our lives we've been told who and what to vote for and what do we have to show for today. And they misdirected us to vote and to boycott Walmart and all these other stores and stuff, and they ain't got a damn thing to do with reparations. And we're sitting up here looking at our young black men and women going into these stores, busting and grabbing stuff, making them out of criminals, making them out of animals, stealing stuff. We ain't never did nothing like that before. And now you're making us, now you're forcing us because you're not paying us. You pay everybody else. All these immigrants coming into this country. New York has now got to figure out how many more seats they're going to have to put in the classroom for these new immigrants. And they get hotels, motels, Holiday Inns, and free education. And we here we are after 500 years, the first best friends white folks ever had, and y'all still disrespecting us. Give us our reparations. No reparations, no black vote. That goes for you, black elected black folks, and you white folks. And what I'm saying to you is the George Floyd movement. We saw more white folks joining that George Floyd movement than we ever saw in the history of America. And that's what we need to have with us when we talk about no reparations, no black vote. We mean white folks, too. The vote is the most important thing to these elected officials. And if they don't give us what we want, then fuck it. Let Donald Trump move on in if y'all want to let him in. You say the 14th Amendment don't work. Well, they're going to use the 14th Amendment. They're going to use the 14th Amendment. Okay. They're going to use the 14th Amendment to keep his ass from being reelected as president because of tyranny and what he done to this country in terms of saying Putin is his best friend and making love. But I'll stop there. There's so much more. But I just wanted to chime in and let you know that Big Money Griff is on the line from Cali. There you go. A little something. There's some more I have to share with you because at the same time, let me drop this dime, bro, before I let you go ahead and take back the mic. So I'm at the meeting yesterday because, you know, don't nobody know more about reparations than me. I'm 73, and I'm qualified, bona fide, certified. Everything about reparations, I'm the man. So here was a situation where one of the ladies said, well, they've been talking about reparations, $1 million here. Ain't nobody going to give us no $1 million. I'm saying, well, why can't it be thousands of dollars? Why can't it be hundreds of dollars? And we'll take yearly installments. But don't be like a salesman. A salesman is good for selling the person on buying a car as well as keeping the person from buying the car because he done put the price up so damn high. And if Republicans hear $1 million, let alone us here $1 million, that shit's going to turn us off. So what we got to do is learn how to crawl before we walk, and we got to learn how to eat good foods, put some good food, because we shouldn't be dying at the late 60s and 70s, men and women, because we got high blood pressure, diabetes, and sugar, and all gout, and all that shit. We need to make sure that we know how to eat right and do right by one another when we talk about coming together. And that's part of doing it and being able to afford it. Now, getting back to affording and getting back to the word when we talk about discretionary cash, I gotta talk on discretionary cash because when you turn the TV on, you're going to see a big fat brother breaking into a jewelry store on Channel 4. And they jumped on his ass and they ran him out of there. But the bottom line is we ain't got to do that to survive. They're trying to make us act like animals, taking us down like that. If they did it when they kept us from getting educated, we couldn't read and write and control us. They're trying to control us. And you can't control us no more. We're smarter now. We're better now. We're better now than we ever been. And we can't go out like that. And we need soldiers like the ones that's on this line listening to my voice at this time, dropping it like it's hot. And thank you, Black Lightning, for that. And I still ain't talk about what went on in that meeting, but I get diverted. That's okay. I said enough. But go ahead, go ahead, brother. Go on 14.
If I may,
Constitutional Amendment 14.
If I may say this, upon reflective thinking, I think we all should remain reminded that when the U.S. Congress finally adopted the 13th Amendment, supposedly that made the former adopt a preferred public policy of chattel slavery unlawful, that our people didn't have anybody in Congress to vote on that, all right? 14th Amendment. Matter of fact, the only person who was eligible to vote was a white man, 25 years old, in those southern states. So the 15th Amendment granted political enfranchisement to the black man only. It didn't include the black woman. Our people didn't have anybody in Congress when they passed the 15th Amendment. So the 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th Amendments is related to us. So you think, well, how are you going to use our people to act in conventions to pass the 14th Amendment when we weren't even considered to be citizens and eligible to vote? And then the 15th Amendment didn't come until later, granting the black man the right to vote. None of that stuff makes any sense at all. So we're not citizens within the sense that we should think that we are. You know, we're being dominated by these colonists. They're constantly trying to, you know, get rid of us so that, yeah, most of all these immigrants that have been coming in lately have been coming from Eastern Europe so they can replenish the land with more of the colonizers.
Don't
that's
forget Mexico, too. Mexico, too.
Well, this
Guatemala, Guatemala, and all them other little countries.
As far as I'm concerned, you know, that's this.
Especially when we look at the border.
Right. Well, I look at like the vast majority of the land in the South, Texas, and stuff like that. That all belong to those indigenous inhabitants anyway. And probably now it's time for them to return and reclaim their land.
Right. So, right. Well, you're talking about Ukraine. You're talking about Ukraine. I don't have a problem with that. Ukraine, as well as I don't want to say Afghanistan, but
well,
Ukraine and other countries. I understand that. But
well,
at the same time, brother. At the same time, brother, we were the first best friends white folks ever had, man.
Let me finish my point. I do a lot of work at the U.S. District Court in Chicago on 219 South Dearborn. And so when they have swearing-in testimonies of these immigrants, the vast majority of them that are there swearing in is these people from either Pakistan, India, or Eastern Europe, and the Asians. All right, and they're bringing them in droves. Well, I'm sure you realize that they've been gradually smuggling in the U.N. Military police force for a long time. Within at least the past 20 years, they've been smuggling them up in here.
It's time to bring them over in the next couple of days.
So I think we got to look at, like, you know, we got to deal with these individuals that they bring government because we're not really citizens, right? Can't make an indigenous inhabitant a citizen just because we're going to give you this 13th Amendment after we didn't work the hell out of you on these plantations. Now we're going to say that you are a voluntary contractual slave by written consent now. So now we got this whip busting you up on your back. So, you know, when you look at the whole struggle of, you know, how our movement should be to get our land back, all right? And that's
well, I don't have a problem with that.
I don't have a problem that we're going to get reparations from these people because it's not their MO. And ain't nobody.
Well, I understand what you're saying, brother, but the problem that I'm having with what you're saying is that since the 60s, we have been registered to vote, and we have put in black elected officials to vote, and that means they recognize us as citizens. I'm having a problem with what you're saying in that regard specifically.
Read the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment.
It's not about reading it. It's about what we have done.
Hold on, my brother. Think about how those amendments got adopted.
It's about what we have done and what we have achieved and who we have and who we have put in place. Come on now. Let's talk realistic now.
You're not talking realistic to me, man. Listen.
You're telling me to read a document.
I'm giving you a document.
Hold up now. You're telling me to read a document that's outdated, and yet at the same time, you're telling me that I'm not a citizen, and yet at the same time, every single person at the sound of my voice that's registered voter has the power to vote and to recognize.
I got a problem with what you're saying there, brother.
I got a problem with what you're saying there, brother.
I'm being realistic. I'm being from a historical perspective.
You say you're being realistic, but I don't see the realisticness when you talk about us fighting like hell to be able to become voters here in America.
No, we are voters.
Now you're saying we're not citizens. I got a problem with that, brother.
That was imposed upon our people against the will of our people. We didn't have nobody in Congress when they passed the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment.
We're not talking about that now. We ain't talking about that. We're still going along with stuff
that's been imposed upon us.
Yeah, but we got people that's in power now that's got a seat at the table. And if we don't have a seat at the table, then we're going to be on the menu. And you need to understand that.
We're always on the menu.
You need to hear me say that. From the early days of Shirley Chisholm said, damn it, if they don't want me at the table, I'm going to bring my own chair and bring it. Come on, Ad Bob, tell them
Black Power. I wanted to read this real quick because it's, to me, it kind of boils down what kind of money the government has to give us for reparations. Excuse me. They have emergency relief funds. They have a small grant. They have the large grant. I believe they gave the Katrina victims the small grant, and that was just for Katrina. But I'll read it. It's a Hurricane Katrina and Rita disaster relief. Improper and potentially fraudulent individual assistance payments estimated to be between $600 million and $1.4 billion. So I'm just saying that's for Katrina alone, Katrina and Rita, for that disaster relief. So as far as I could see, they should give that same amount to each state that was dealing with slavery and give it to all the black folks in general that are descendants of slaves. But, yeah, we're looking at $600 million. And if you look at – I'm looking at it like this, $600 million times however many states we have with black folks in them.
I think it's impossible for them to adequately pay us reparations because you can't put a proper monetary amount on invaluable human labor, sacred time, physical labor, spirit, and immeasurable intelligence. It's impossible.
We can take yearly installments to the day we die.
But Black Lightning,
I think it's very important that we emphasize that when the levees broke, a lot of the blacks moved out of Louisiana, okay? When the levees broke, a lot of the black people moved out of Louisiana. But we can take yearly installments every single month, every single year to the day we die.
I want both because we can declare We can declare that black America.
I don't need no damn land, and I don't need no education. I'm already smart.
It can be declared black America.
But I need the money. I need money. I want money.
We can put a wall around it.
Let me hear what he got to say with Black Lightning.
What do you need with money for when it's printed by the oppressed himself? Out of that,
what do you spend today, brother? What do you spend today, brother? What's in your pocket right now, brother? What's in your pocket right now? Is it money? Hold on, Black Lightning. Let me deal with him, Black Lightning.
It's just a means of exchange.
So are you telling me I'm supposed to throw that means of exchange in the trash can? Are you telling me I'm supposed to put it in the toilet? Yes or no? Let's don't get diverted now. Are you telling me I'm supposed to
get our silver back, if we get our diamonds back, if we get our rubies back, you know?
Yeah. I got a problem with this guy.
We have gold reserves as well. We can agree to disagree.
And
I would say bearer bonds also. Bearer bonds and gold reserves.
Give us our gold back. Give us our jewels back.
We can agree to disagree.
We need one mic.
Yeah.
We need one mic in the. Oh, okay. Yeah. Now add an accentuation to what Professor Moneygriff is saying to you out of Katrina. Do you all realize that they have studied, there were feasibility studies, there were preliminary investigations that went into Amsterdam, the Netherlands, several other places, including Japan. And the feasibility studies conclusively said that they should build water systems in Louisiana. The government allotted the money to the state of Louisiana. The money was sent out, and the greedy governors, the mayors, and others chimed in Louisiana and stole the goddamn
money. Can you unmute, please?
Hold on a minute. The water system was in.
Everybody mute the line.
And when the test came for the levee, the goddamn levee was broke. They said they drove your Chevy to the levee, and the goddamn levee broke. I was live in Katrina, all over Katrina, between Katrina and Houston during the time. And we can bring Crystal Muhammad on here to tell more about this devastation. But I have another guest that I must bring to the mic at the 773 area code that she can explain a lot from her perspective on what is all of this killing, where is it leading to, why us, Lord, from South Haven to Taylorsville, from Dothan to Jacksonville, all of these various spots, but we are the only ones in the goddamn body bag. Let me see. Are we coming out of Chi-Town at 773? Black Power, are you there? Black Power?
Yes. Peace, Black Power, brothers and sisters.
Black Power, Switchblade. How y'all
doing
tonight?
Oh, hell
yeah. We're fighting a little bit, but at the same time, we got to get it right.
And we're going to dig all that subject back. We're going to kick it right back in with Griffin. But we want Black Switchblade to give her peace. Our Chicago peace can never be denied. Often tried, but never goddamn it denied. Black Power. Black Power. Black Power.
Every day, all day, I represent Black Power in every way. Let you know, Chicago, you know, with the Windy City, we're known for the dirty politics here. And I just want to piggyback off what our brother said about voting for these Democrats or for the party of your choice, and that's because there are, you know, skin folks, they're not kin folks.
There you go.
And the perfect example is the mayor that we have now, Brandon Johnson, and the former mayor, Lightfoot. These are two brothers and sisters who had a high position of power and did nothing for our people, but did everything else for specific groups. And it even shows to day how this government, no matter what hierarchy are they of, a mayor, a government, a senator, a representative of Congress, if you do not have a white supremacy agenda on board for All Lives Matter, don't expect anything specifically for black folks. I have spoken with many politicians. They all say the same thing. All lives matter. Oh, it's going to benefit you too, because guess what? You're considered people of color or a minority, but we all know that people of color means that you're not black. And a minority can even include white women or white gay men. So that isn't beneficial to us. What I agree also is we do got to look at where we came from and how far that we gotten here and learn from the mistakes that we had in the past to move forward to pushing our reparations for each and every one of us. They try to use trick bags to include all people of color for the reparations as if they went through the same atrocities as our ancestors and as if they do now when we go through day-to-day life-to-life situations. They do not get harassed. They do not get arrested. They do not have a miseducation as far as getting grants or loans for businesses and homes. They're not denied none of that like we are on a higher scale, and that is purposely. And we have to remember that these immigrants that are here also practice anti-black hate against us. So we are all we have, brothers and sisters. I'm not looking for no outsider to help me. If you are an ally, prove that you are an ally and point to the people in your community that is going and betraying us or doing something that would set us back. That's how you can be our ally. I just realized that, found out that in Chicago, they have what they call the United Panther Movement with white people. And they call it White Panthers. Mm. I think that is so disrespectful.
Mm.
That
is
so disrespectful.
Yeah. That's counter-revolutionary.
I know about that. I heard all about that.
See, she don't stutter. That sister there, she don't stutter.
The Black Panther Party is from Joliet, all right? And he initiated that move hooking up with the White Panthers. And I had condemned him about it. I said, man, you got to be joking. They're not revolutionary.
No, not at all. And their women are called the White Cougars. I cannot make this up.
Oh, my God. It's a joke. I mean, if we don't know our history, then we're destined to repeat it.
Another
and we've got to say that and put that into action. We got
another way of
stealing
the party from us.
If you
don't
know your history, then you're destined to repeat it. And we've got to let them know that we're not going out like that. We're not going out like that.
I'm going to throw this in there, too. It's like they, sister, they try to take Black Lives Matter, which it wasn't about black folks, and say, oh, it's about black folks. Now they're trying to take the Panther and say, like they want to run it. That's what it is. They want to infiltrate it and they want to run it, and I don't trust it not one bit. We're keeping it true to the Panther, freedom of death. We're keeping it true to the revolutionary spirit of Fred Hampton and all the black revolutionaries that came before us, Malcolm X, Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, Sheikh Imam Akbar, frontline generals. So I'm just saying, they're trying to railroad us, trying to keep it. They try. It seems like every which way I look, they're trying to water down the real move, the real party, or trying to throw shade on the real party, trying to discourage people from rocking with the real revolutionaries. When we out here doing the real work, so Yeah, my salute to you, sister. So you're down there in Illinois, and Brother Webb, he's in Illinois too. So he got a lot of info on that white. Well, who started that? Who started that white Black Panther thing? I've seen him on the Facebook.
I don't have no idea what's his name. I could ask one of the generals that was trying to connect with him.
Brother Webb knows. Brother Webb knows, I believe.
Yeah. Okay.
It should be right
brag about the people in the community. I was like, you could have went to Captain Charity for that.
That might have been big money.
Yeah, I would chime in and say this, guys. I'm going to switch reels a little bit, but it goes to Maui, and I have a buddy over there in Maui, and I told him when the burning or when the fires or when the hurricane came and blew all them homes away, burnt down all them homes. I said, now look, if there was ever a time in you guys' life on that island, the Tongans and Samoans should take back their land. They got them living like bums over there. They're getting ready to kick them off their own damn island. I said, y'all need to take back your own island. So then a church opened up over here in Inglewood, California. And I went down to the Inglewood, California church and put it on their mic, put it on their ring thing, a voicemail, and dropped it like it was hot. And guess what? They're talking about the islanders taking back that strip of land to where they can control it, to where they can make themselves have some jobs and stuff. So let's keep your eyes on the prize on how they strategize to keep them from losing that strip of land that was already lost through the man who took their land and was getting ready to get them up out of there. So I switch reels on you, but we got to get back to us. You know, can't get a little bit focused. Got to stay focused on us. But I just want you to know, if I must, that this is some of the fuss that I put up with too. I do. All right, I'm done. There's a little bit more, but I just want to listen. So I want to listen anymore. I learn when I listen. Come on, Akbar, Black Lightning, come on.
I was waiting for the mic for a second. I attended to some nice fried chicken that go with this salmon and greens we got here. But nevertheless, all of the
devastation. I'm going to get my barbecue tomorrow.
and we gonna heat it up tomorrow. We got a hot topic for you, of course. But this tonight's topic, what has been done to Mr. DeMarcus?
What we got tomorrow? What we got tomorrow?
We're gonna leave that as the mystery god, to steal your curiosity.
And
catch the impactful show, Black Power Radio, giving you more of what you listen to radio for. Had the most informative radio talk show
on
the internet or your smartphone, dumb phone, Android, paranoid. No matter how you tune in to listen in, the people in the drop tops and laptops and desktops are all going to be here tomorrow on Black Power Radio Monday at 8. Go ahead and dial in at 515-605-9889. Again, for all of those of you who are numerically pure at heart, you can dial in at 515-605-9889. And we're going to have Professor Money Griffith be right there at the top of the host queue at 8 p.m. He's going to be at 5 o'clock California time, rocking the goddamn mic.
I'm going to drop the mic on the commission civil rights meeting, reparations meeting. You know, I got to finish up telling y'all what happened in that meeting yesterday when we were getting bamboozled and hoodwinked. Oh, wait till I tell y'all that story about the Negroes up in there. Wait till I tell y'all what went on up in there.
I must bear witness. The California Negro is a different kind of a land creature. I'll have to bear witness on the California. Now, my man, Ronald Delaware, straight out of Berkeley, man, he was a level-headed guy, a straight shooter, came in, met with the Congress.
Yeah.
He was teamed up with Dr. Khaled Mansour, who wrote that lyric on Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud. went on to champion the cause over in San Antonio, Texas, and went on to Dubai, the United Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia, all over Africa, and wherever you have to go, this guy Khaled Mansour, you got to read his books, wrote a book every Ramadan. You got to catch up with the genius on these guys that are really pushing the history button and making a great difference. And he's the guy that signed in Michael Jackson. He gave Michael Jackson his Shahada. You got to understand what's going on here. This man, all of the green light from the entertainment community, got into the Dubai through Dr. Khaled El Mansour. Abdul Tariq Mansour, one of my senior mentors and scholars. You think I just spit this stuff from my hip? No, he said, got a dip in my upper hip. And I think it's time we're going to take us another trip. But I'm telling you that because of these scholars that have been, I mean, I can sit here and just name the scholars that touched my life, that raised me up to bring me to the mic here. I'm talking H-Rap Brown, direct mentorship. Dr. Stokely Carmichael, the Honorable Dr. Kwame Ture, gave me straight, direct, not from the sidebar, not from the ricochet, straight shooter, mainline information into my brain. So, the most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, give me a mute button. Can you mute that out? I don't want to mute everybody just to get you.
Mute everybody.
One mic for a second. Because it doesn't make any sense about scratching the head and scratching the testicles during my talk. But anyhow, the most Honorable Elijah Muhammad himself gave me the teaching and tutorage. Wallace D. Muhammad, straight tutorage. Another Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, straight tutorage. It goes on to the list of Dr. James Small, the scholar under Malcolm and still the scholar today for Ghana, West Africa, straight. Dr. Leonard Jeffries and his wife, Rosalind Jeffries, straight mainliner. The most powerful scholar in Oakland, California, Marvin X, straight shooter, straight mainline into the brain cell of Sheikh Imam Akbar. In my ear hole, directly into my brain cells, went the information. Now, what I did with it, I short-circuited, then I shortened them, I missed the mark. Those brothers, I'm naming it on time. Those sisters, I'm naming it on time right now. Dr. Francis Crest Welsing, mainline, straight into my brain cell. Sat in a class many days. Oh, come on, yeah. Dr. Lenny Fuller gave it to me straight in person, no around the sidebar. Dr. Yosef Ben Yakanan, straight into my brain cells in New York City. And I've got another list I might bring out later. I'm saying that's enough to let you know. I'm not in here about no goddamn happenstance.
Everybody mute your lines, please.
No coincidence, no ricochet rabbit type guy. I'm a straight shooter because I had people straight shoot the information into me. And now I'm shooting it straight to you. And I got straight, no chaser. And that's how we go. That's how we flow on Black Power Radio, giving you more of what you listen to your radio for. Huh? And then we are what? The most informative radio talk show on the internet. And if you go in by smartphone, dumb phone, Android, Paranoid, Facebook, No Look, Twitter, Glitter, up and down the metaverse, the universe, straight across social media, regardless of you get in there with TikTok or No Lock. If you're getting LinkedIn or linked out, we are up here with no doubt. We some bad MFs on this radio. I ain't going to lie to you tonight. I lied to you.
Thank you, Akbar. I appreciate that, man.
All right, man.
I appreciate that, Akbar. And thank you, Black Lightning, for letting me get at that brother in Chi-Town.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's Dr. Webb. He's
thank you, brother. Thank you, man.
Please take heed to what this brother is saying. And we're going to leave the mic there with you, but get hold of all those killings that we just mentioned in Mississippi throughout, I'm tucked down now, but it is South Haven, Mississippi, out suburb of Memphis, Tennessee. Taylorsville is out there in the Jacksonville area, in the Jackson, Mississippi area. There's another mass killing in Jacksonville, Florida. That's how I got my Jacksons all misconstrued. But I'm here on this mic rocking the goddamn mic for all of that's happening in Dothan, Alabama. Do you realize the Homeland Security took in these young black brothers up and down I-10? But you leave Professor Money Griff place, don't you know you can drive them a straight line and don't have to get off the freeway and land in Jacksonville from Los Angeles to Jacksonville. Dothan is right off that beaten path. Houston, New Orleans, San Antonio, El Paso, all those major cities from Mobile, Alabama, and all along that is Jackson, Mississippi, and Tallahassee, Florida, all along that trail. There's a blood trail of devastation. The things that have been done to black people that are continuing to be done right now, and nobody's talking about stopping this shit, except the black people and those black revolutionaries that are black activists. The blacktivists are, as it's termed from Howard University, some call it Howard University, of course, but nevertheless, there are very few attending to this matter. And I think every black man, every black woman, every black child, man, woman, and child, grandmother, son, grandson, and great-grandson, and granddaughters, every asshole that points to the ground, got testicles, balls, or penis pointing towards the goddamn ground, should be on this with black boots found, with the black and the brown, with black boots on the goddamn ground for these reparations and to stop the killing on black men and women in the spirit of the Honorable Hashim Ekhenaten Singer and our mentor, the Most Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. Black power, black power. With strong black
power. Black power, black power.
Strong black military
to black
protect
power.
Our vested interests. Black power.
Ngawa, black power. Yes, sir. Yes,
and,
sir.
And
I appreciate that.
Just so you know, like I said, we have in Memphis alone, well, I was just seeing all the missing children. And so I know they most likely are being snatched up, and we have to watch over our cubs. But here's a few names. Chess, and they're all preteens. Missing child. Let's see. Chastity Spearman is all in Memphis. Chastity Spearman, and all of them are listed on my page, on my Facebook page, on the Dynamite Lightning. Let's see. Tony Jr. Let's see. Malachi Freeman, Yasmin Funches, Carrie McCray, Vicky Turner, Julius Clark, Araya Stone, Michaela Penderson, Zamarian Vester, and those just a few. So we got them all posted up so people can keep an eye open for them. And keep an eye open for these dogs that are out here. And I seen something on Facebook where it was some Africans snatching up some people, and they got caught in the hood. And the hood did exactly what we was talking about earlier, which took matters in their own hands and beat the hell out of them, and then still turned their ass over to the police, you know, snatching up our children out here. So anyway, black power, just want to land my plane on that. And because I didn't do it earlier, we need to get from coast to coast. We got to get to Mississippi for all these atrocities that's been happening to us, you know, as a people. And we got to get to Memphis, and we got to get all over the place. So please hit the Cash App, whatever you can. Just give until it helps. That would be $77Bakers, and that's B-A-K-E-R-S. 77 and Bakers, B-A-K-E-R-S, on the Cash App, that is. So and you just got to download Cash App if you don't have it, and write this down, $77, B-A-K-E-R-S, all capital letters, so we can get gas money or train or plane and get there to by any means necessary to get justice to the people of Shreveport as well. And then we got to keep on going all the way out to Cali and Texas and back. Okay, Black Power. I'll hand it back to our national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar, because I am a black revolutionary. Black Power. National chairman. Black Power, I'm out.
All right, bro. I'm
hit the music. Hit the music.
Peace, peace.
I'm gonna get my barbecue on tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll see y'all tomorrow at 8.
Black Power.
Okay, keep it strong, brother. Before you leave,
all right, Black
man,
Power.
I have one more person that to chime in. We have our beloved sister chairwoman, Krista Muhammad, straight out of Houston, Texas, but she is the national chairwoman of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. And she was involved with, because we were both involved with the Katrina thing. We want you all to know that the death and devastation, we have to stop it. And I want to lean that mic over there towards it. The Honorable Krista Muhammad. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power.
And who is the black?
We got Professor Money Griff on you. We got Switchblade Chicago.
Big
we
money,
got Black
yeah.
Lightning online.
But is that Professor Griff out of Atlanta?
No. This is a different brother.
Black Power to everybody that's on Black Lightning.
Black Power,
AKA
Sister
Black. But what we call you, Black Gaslighting, he going to get you turned all the way up.
I'm just joking.
Black Lightning.
Black Lion. No, but just so you know, I've transitioned a little bit. I'm Black Lion.
Black Lion. Okay, right on.
Black
all
Lion.
Right.
I'm transitioning.
Let me hear you.
The real me coming out now. The Black Lion.
All right. I love
Black
it. Power. You got to love it. Hey, you know, I'm just signing off everybody, making sure that we, you know, keep these positive and strong warrior, king, queen, warrior vibrations in the universe, in the air. And we keeping up the spirit of unity and solidarity. We come together as sisters and brothers. We're doing conflict resolution. We're doing entrepreneurship building. You know what I'm saying? We cutting all the fat meat out and only letting the cream rise to the top. So it's a beautiful thing. Everything we have and everything we need is right here amongst our own. You know, we have the most talented, some of the most beautiful, some of the most loving, and some of the most courageous brothers and sisters in our mix. And we want to keep uplifting one another. We want to keep covering one another's back. You know what I'm saying? If one of us is slipping, it's our duty to help to cover down and to bring them back on track. And if one of us is rising, it's our duty to help that one rise, and we rise with them. You know, all positive energy. We're telling no lies, and we're claiming no easy victory. But our victory is assured because we on the right track, and this is on our watch, Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. Yep, that's it. I don't got no long speeches. You know what I'm saying? I'm a battle cat. You know what I'm saying? I want to crank it up and get on the battlefield. You know what I'm saying? We got
I'm
more action than word. You know what I'm saying? Salute.
I'm with you on
Black
that.
Black Power.
Salute, Black Power.
I'm shooting out there. Black Power.
We're going to be teamed up all over Mississippi, all over Tennessee, all over Florida. Goddamn it, Shreveport. We got to hit them off. We got to organize a massive black army to back these devils up off of us. We're continuously putting body bags from the emancipation to this hour. They have not let up off our black behind. They have cracked the whip from day
you
one.
You got that right.
And they're cracking the whip at this hour. And we got to take the whip from the master like Fred Douglas and whip the skin off of the slave master and take your freedom, justice, equality, and manage your own goddamn hands like Dr. King is telling you to do. And Dr. Collins is telling
man,
you to
do. Y'all should have seen
all the freedom fighters. Black
y'all should have seen me yesterday. Black Power. Akbar, y'all should have seen me yesterday in that museum when they showed the African-American museum. And I said, if only they had left us alone. If only they had left us alone. Boy, that was I was getting worked up, man, but I'm too near you not to hear you.
Black power, black power. So, Buddy Griffin, all those guests that have been on, with the dozens and dozens of people that are in the audience of Black Power Radio, and we have the most informative radio talk show on the internet, on your cell phone, dumb phone, smartphone. We just love you so much, and we're coming to the close to the end of the night show. And if anybody had that pressing issue that they held it all night on Black Power Radio, that they just couldn't get in where you fit in, all the mic hosts was all they were all over the mic. You just couldn't get your point in. Like I say, now is the time. You can drop it like it's hot radio on Black Power Radio. Did we miss anybody tonight?
Black Power.
Still on, got the mic open.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. I want to remind everybody, October the 14th, our roles be to Tel Aviv, Mississippi. That's the move and date, the date where we're going to swell up Tel Aviv, Mississippi for Rasheen Carter. Mark that date. And we also going to have Boots on the Ground October 7th in Gulfport, Mississippi for Jaheim McMillan. We all on top of Mississippi. And I'm pretty sure we're going to have a date, unless y'all said it already, for our young brother in South Haven. So the world is focusing, and we exposing the weakness of Mississippi. We're going to have Boots on the Ground left and right. Black power.
Black power. Black power. Black power.
Black power.
All that Mississippi. If all of the America pure at heart, again, it's back on October 14th, Black and Taylorsville, Mississippi. It is at Gulfport on the 777th. And
yep.
We're rolling up Black here in D.C. for October 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, all up in there for the redemption. We got a whole week. You better come up with something for reparations. Shaky Matt Akbar is telling you he's going to abandon the mission. There's no real focus on where that reparation issue is. I've heard reparation from a baby boy. Don't you know Dr. King stood up and said he come to cut the goddamn check? That was some of his last words to us. I'm going to Washington, D.C. to cut the goddamn check. That meant reparations. And it means that you didn't follow up. He said the reason they went in and put a bomb in the church of baby girl because your black ass refused to goddamn it activate. You refused to activate, brothers and sisters. You refused to mass protest on the issue that meaning our lives. They're killing us, and you refused to mass protest about it. They are doing a grave injustice. Not a great nation as long as they continue to do this same form of injustice that was done during Dr. King and Malcolm. Is the same form of injustice that we're fighting, that we're going to goddamn Taylorsville, Mississippi over this shit. We're going into South Haven, Mississippi. We're going into Gulfport, goddamn Noport, the fucking Jacksonville Massacre, the Charleston Massacre, the Buffalo Massacre, the Katrina Massacre is all interrelated, intercorrelated with these no-good bastards still killing us in the same thing that Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad said. One day you have to rise up and bum rush this goddamn cracker and take black, our social and political prisoners from a no-good, low-down, dirty, filthy, no-good, filthy, dirty, low-down white man. And it's devastated she-devil of a white woman with Miss 6 o'clock with no swerve and no curve, straight up and down 6 o'clock with no goddamn chills and no fucking thrills. It's the same 6 o'clock that Ice Cube and Dr. Khaled was singing about. It's the same goddamn winch that's putting them up to doing this stuff in Tulsa, Oklahoma, or Miss Winch, Carolina Walls, that's going to block the reparations from our senior citizens. That whole goddamn city should burn to the ground if they don't give reparations to senior citizens in Tulsa. Black power, and a strong black military.
Black power.
No good bastard.
Black power. Ungawa, black power.
Ungawa, black power. Oh, sir, be, sir. Harambe.
Harambe. I'm Ron Day, my son.
That's right. You have no choice but to bring the black revolution. It's the only solution to the devastating killing
black
that's going down with us
today.
Every other week they get a new body bag, a new justification for killing one of us. Early instant death syndrome. are we disproportionately affected by death in America at this? Black power? Black power.
Yes, sir. Black power. Especially from that COVID jab. A lot of people dropping dead from that COVID jab.
I ain't got over COVID 1 through 18. I'm the fuck am I gonna deal and manage with COVID 19, and I ain't got over 1 through 18 all the devastation that's been done to us. From the goddamn 1500 to the goddamn 2023, and it's still pulling down on me. Black power, Harambe, it's all pulled together.
Harambe, black power. Harambe, black power.
Get in where you can fit in. This is Black Power Roundtable. If you missed it an hour ago, well, goddamn, now it's your show, Black Power. Who didn't hit the mic? Okay. Are we about to close it on
the,
out?
Case,
anybody got
Well, just the case of Rasheen Carter, I'll try to put it within a minute, which is going to be impossible, but I'll try. He was calling his mother and saying, I'm being chased down by my boss and some other rednecks and I guess in trucks, I would imagine. And they must have caught him and dismembered him, and parts of him were found in a hog pen. And that's why we're going to Taylorsville, Mississippi, October the 14th, and we need as much support as we can get. The people down there should come out in mass forces to back us up, and because we're backing you up. And all the other injustices that's been done down south, we just have to take one stone at a time, and that was a pretty horrific lynching, modern-day lynching, to run them down and dismember them, and parts of them found in a hog pen. I guess they expected the hogs to eat them up, the remains or whatever. And so I won't go into too many details on it, but that's the reason, and we can't let them run down on us and not come with the forces, not come with the military, the black military, to black the call, because we're the only ones that's going to black the call. They're not going to black the call. They're going to be nice little quiet town, and nobody say nothing about it unless we say something about it, and then they'll bring in the Justice Department. Then they'll start locking up these, well, you know what they are, but I don't have to cuss. I'll be like the minister. I'll be like the minister on that one. So yeah, they know who they are. So anyway, I land on that. I'm just saying we can't teach our young to fear when they see oppression going on by anyone, you know, because it's like a fear factor. It's like being run up on by a mountain lion. You know, a lot of people freeze, you know, and that's the same thing when we see police knocking grandma down. It's like, what? I mean, come on. You're supposed to react from your heart, not from your brain, because if you react from your brain, you might not react. But if you react from your heart, you're going to react. And when everybody reacts, that's when we get some results. That's when people back up off our people, you know, because that's the only way it's going to get done. I'm just saying, because I'm a visionary, damn near mercenary, a black revolutionary. Black power, y'all. Black Lion signing out. And Black Lion signing out.
All right, Black Lion. Black Lion. I'm out, too. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
All right, Black Power, sir.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing you right here again, Black at Black Power Radio at 515-605-9889. Come on, Black, to your Black Power Radio show tomorrow, and we got so much more for you, and we'll give you more of what you actually listen to your Black Power Radio for. We connect the goddamn dots with our big love brother was Abdullah Ali Muhammad, Abdullah Ali, our brother Robert of Muhammad down in Houston. We'll never forget him. And we always exchange information, and it's been a great exchange coming up from, I mean, just from damn near adolescence all the way to this hour I've been together with Brother Robert Muhammad, and he's just a great friend. He's a great stand-up guy. If you guys get to know him, he's right there in Houston with Crystal Muhammad. Did you have any final words, Sister Crystal, or anybody closing with prayer? Any kind of prayers in that? Hey, Al.
Yeah, I have a prayer. I have a prayer, but I would like to give it back to Sister Crystal. But on the prayer, just that when David was facing the lion, because I was just saying how some people, when they face the lion, they freeze up. David didn't freeze up. David killed the lion. So that's what we got to be. We got to be like that. But, yes, I'd like to give it back to Sister Crystal. Black power. Black power.
She may be gone. I think she rolled on.
Black
out.
Power, black power. I'll say a prayer.
Are you black in? Black power.
Yeah,
black
I've been
power.
Listening. I've been listening. Yeah,
so that's
my
mother.
Did
yes,
Black Pussy Lady get a last word in? Did Chicago chime back in? I don't know if did she get hers in. But somebody might have got over. So we don't look over anybody here, black power, here, and give everyone equal opportunity at the mic. It's going to be on the tape. Push this link, brother and sister. Push this link all over the metaverse, universe, Facebook, No Look, Twitter, Glitter, and LinkedIn and LinkedIn, and Instagram with no hands. Please put it out there, my Black Power. Black Power. Go ahead, sister.
Black Power. Black Power. I just
Black
want
power.
Us to be on one accord and pray for each other. Pray for your sister and brother. Just as you pray for yourself and love one another. That's basically what needs to be said as far as I'm concerned. And pray for me, please, because I got 30 days that I'm going to celebrate the life. I'm not going to say the death, the life of my son, and which was killed at the hands of the police here in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Pray for my strength. Please, which I know you do anyway, but just to throw up an extra one. Because, you know, as time nears, day by day, some days are better than others. So we have to pray for one another, and we have to love. We have to love our neighbors, we love ourselves. And I'm going to yield black. And y'all have a blessed and prosperous week ahead. And I'll see y'all tomorrow, speak with y'all tomorrow. And have a peaceful slumber. Good night and amen.
Amen, Lord. With all that is said, you know our beloved King, Honorable Marvin Gaye, has said it best. And you know that you are in the queue tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 7 p.m. on the Central Unit and something like 5 p.m. out on the West. We just skipped over Denver and Salt Lake, all those spots, St. Louis, whoever's out there in that halfway mountain zone. We want you to come on back to Black Power Radio tomorrow, brother and sister, and we're going to know you're going to enjoy it, and we'll give you more of what you listen to radio for. All that's been said, all that can be imagined, we know that Marvin Gaye has said it best in saying black power with a strong black military to black that call. Black power.
He gave us everything. control our destiny. We owe it to ourselves to live happy eternally.
and we're going to continue the process of claiming our identity and setting the standards for our people of color. We'll not be controlled by the old slave master and its covert racism. No other race of people, no Jews, no Indian, no Chinese, let an outside invader control their community in a way that is harmful and poison our people and incorporate bias, prejudice, and bigotry in the standards and racial profiling and willfulness to terrorize our community and do psychological damage to our children every day and destroy our culture with their commercials and their exploitation of their TV programs. They facilitate tyranny. They have developed the standards of what they call terrorist actions. And so if you don't develop an economic program and promote it, if you don't organize your race with a political program and promote it, and if you don't get the conscious level to understand this hostile enemy is not turning back, and you try to promote racial harmony, you're out of your damn mind. You're out of your damn mind. You can't even do it on Sunday when everybody's supposed to be praying. It is time for an African revolution. It is time for an African revolution. Any people with dignity and respect would have a revolution of economics. The fundamental purpose of revolution means complete constructive change. We need complete constructive change. We are not just Africans in America, we are Pan-Africanism. Pan-Africanism means you understand that right across the water, nationwide, this world is full of people who look like you, from Brazil to Jamaica to Haiti to all of the Caribbean islands and the 54 nations of Africa and Hawaii and everywhere you look, you are. But you had not developed the technique to see yourself because you don't want to talk revolution. Because you don't want change, which is the solution. You want to concept with your soft heart, or can we all get along? You still listening to Rodney King. No, you can't have a commitment to develop your enemy army against you, your enemy police department against you, your enemy courtrooms against you. That's not an effective revolution. Your children must be trained leadership from birth to control their own, to achieve their own goals, to understand nationhood and a higher ideal of what nationhood is from their own standards that you're committed to develop. We're a dynamic people, but we have helped every race of people self ourselves. Right now, if you walk out your damn house, you're going to get some gas from a foreigner gas station. You're going to buy some Chinese food from a Chinese. You're going to take your cleaning, which you've been washing white folks people clothes all your life, to another race of people to wash your clothes who don't live in your community and don't love your children, and you're going to help improve their children's lifestyle. We got children graduating right now from all the colleges and institutions around this country and come back and have to work at Walmart because we ain't developed the corporations. We ain't opened these old buildings up. We studied been trying to buy a damn Ferrari, Porsche, and a Rolls Royce, a big house. And our kids come back from college like Carter D. Woodson put in the miseducation of the Negro with nowhere to go but to a white man to ask them for a job, which means that damn degree and that education don't mean nothing because that white man is going to hire his daughter, his nephew, his son, and after that he's going to hire his people. Ain't nothing all right until black men and black women, Africans, participate responsibly in doing something for self. And if you're going to start talking economics, you got to talk about building a group to defend it. It ain't a white man that build a bank and don't have a guard at the door. It ain't a white man that build a mansion and don't put cameras on it first. It ain't a white man that build a nation and don't develop a defensive mechanism to keep people from taking what you build. Stop being scared of building a black army that could protect your community. And when it's time for self-defense, carry out their duties in self-defense with the logic of saving their mother, father, sister, cousin, auntie, and their community. We need to be baptized in economics, baptized in culture, baptized and a new political mindset with the logic of doing for self. You better act as the Jewish race and be aware of who you are and constitute and build a constitution and develop a mindset that you don't need your enemy for you to reach your goal. The COINTELPRO said their job was to neutralize the rise of a black messiah and to neutralize black organizations from organizing and participating and working together. The injustice the FBI did along give me the right to get on this phone tonight and teach respect to this group of people that have been so beat up, so lynched, so murdered, so raped. The determination for us not to fall any deeper into a coma is a blessing. And this is a period and a time where we don't have to take back door, apologize to nobody for our focus. You better get on the advanced liberation team and develop the mindset of self-help and start identifying yourself as an African and understand clearly that's all you need. And when you get to this crossroad, don't go right, don't go left, go straight. You got the right after all the hell you done took for 450 years to organize and discover the power in yourself. You are an empire in an empire.
Miss you, miss you, miss you,
oh Lord,
miss you. it brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Be brighter.
Don't go and talk about my father.